It is time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's take a look at the boys' state baseball tournament results from yesterday. 2A semifinals last night, the Kemper Catholic Knights, they are moving on. They defeated the Centerville Big Reds 6-2 last night to advance to the 2A championship game. Kemper starting pitcher Cole Halbert dazzled in 7 innings of work, tossing a complete game and limiting Centerville's offense to just 2 runs on 7 hits with 1 walk, striking out 9. Halbert got stronger as the game moved on, recording 8 of his 9 strikeouts in the final 4 innings. The middle of the order supplied the offense for the Knights with their 3, 4, and 5 hitters, Tyler Lang, Reese Snyder, and Kyle Berg, accounting for all 5 of the team's runs batted in. Lang reached base in 3 of 4 plate appearances, including an RBI double in the first inning. Kemper Catholic moving on. Beckman Catholic defeated Iowa City Regina 8-0 last night as well in the other 2A semifinal to advance to the championship round as they look to win their first state title since 2013. Beckman starting pitcher Connor McDermott was nearly unhittable in that start, pitching a 7-inning complete game. McDermott struck out 13 Regals in that contest, striking out each of the last 4 batters he faced and 9 of the final 11. The Blazers' offense was also on a roll, scoring the most runs in the 2A tournament for the second game in a row. Center fielder Sam Stelkin led the offense with 3 RBIs, including a 2-run triple in the bottom of the first. Stelkin's triple was one of 3 for Beckman, with second baseman Riley LeGrand and catcher Joel Vasky also belting triples. Beckman Catholic will take on Kemper Catholic at 1:30 Saturday afternoon at Principal Park for the 2A championship. The 1A semis also held yesterday. The Newman Catholic Knights defeated Remsen St. Mary's 2-0. To advance to the title game, the Knights scored 2 runs in the 3rd inning after an error put a runner at second base to lead off the inning. That error was followed by doubles from Josh Fitzgerald and Evan Paulus to give Newman the lead. Caden Kratz earned the win for the Knights, throwing a complete game shutout, allowing just 3 hits and 2 walks and 10 strikeouts. Remsen St. Mary's season comes to a close at 28-8. Newman Catholic improves to 34-3, and they move on. Martinsdale St. Mary's defeated Akron Westfield 6-1 in the other 1A semi yesterday. The Blue Devils grabbed the lead with a run in the first and never looked back to secure the win and move on to Saturday's finals. The Blue Devils struck first, recording 3 hits in the first inning and notching a run. Martinsdale St. Mary's continued to add on runs throughout the afternoon, notching 2 more in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, and 2 in the 6th to seal the victory. Kevin Duncan, Brady Gavin, and Brett Barnett led the offensive charge for the Blue Devils. Duncan and Gavin both had 2 hits, while Duncan scored 2 runs, and Gavin and Barnett both drove in 2 on the day. Gavin pitched 5 innings in relief and struck out 10 batters to pick up the win. Akron Westfield finishes their season 32-3, while Martinsdale St. Mary's is 41-4, and they'll play Newman Catholic at 11 o'clock Saturday morning in the 1A championship game. Semifinals continue today at Principal Park. In the 3A semis this morning, it's Bishop Heelan Catholic facing Harlan in the 11 o'clock matchup. A couple of teams who have some experience at the state baseball tournament. Heelan Catholic comes in with a 32-12 record on the season. For Harlan, they are 35-2 on the year. Again, that's an 11 o'clock first pitch this morning. The other 3A semifinal at 1:30 this afternoon has Davenport Assumption at 39-5 facing a Wallert team that is 27-15. That's the other 3A semi today. The championship game in 3A set for Saturday at 5 o'clock. The 4A semifinals also set for tonight. The 5 o'clock matchup has Iowa City West facing Dowling Catholic. West is 32-8 on the year. Dowling Catholic 35-8. 7:30 tonight, it's the other semifinal in Class 4A as 38-3 Johnston will battle 29-13 Waukee. The winners advancing to Saturday's 7:30 p.m. championship game. All of that action in Des Moines. In Major League Baseball yesterday, J.D. Martinez and Zach Godley were the stars in Arizona's 4-0 shutout of the Cardinals in St. Louis. Martinez provided the scoring with a 4th-inning grand slam to back Godley, who tossed 4-hit ball with 7 strikeouts over 7 innings. The Diamondbacks are a game and a half in front of Colorado for the first National League wildcard berth. The Chicago Cubs have firmer grasp of the National League Central lead after knocking off the White Sox on the south side. Kyle Schwarber was 3-for-4 with a pair of homers, a run-scoring triple, and 4 RBIs as the Cubs doubled up the White Sox 6-3. The Cubs trailed until Schwarber and Anthony Rizzo went deep in the 4th inning. Schwarber put his team ahead 6-2 in the 8th with a solo shot that lifted his season average to 191. John Lester allowed 4 hits over 7 innings, including a couple of solo homers. The Cubs' 11th win in 13 games puts them a game and a half up ahead of the slumping Milwaukee Brewers. The Cubs were able to pad their division lead after the Nationals tied a team record with 8 home runs in a 15-2 dismantling of the Brewers. The Nats also matched Major League records by hitting 4 in a row and 5 overall in just the third inning. Bryce Harper and Ryan Zimmerman each accounted for 2 round trippers to give Max Scherzer more than enough support in his 12th victory. The Brewers have dropped 9 of their last 11 since they moved 5.5 ahead of Chicago. Elsewhere in the majors yesterday, in a smaller schedule, the Indians picked up their 7th straight win and moved 2 games ahead of second-place Kansas City in the AL Central. Trevor Bauer worked a season-high 8 innings, and Francisco Lindor singled home the tie-breaking run in the 7th. The Indians down the Angels 2-1. Yankees pulled out a 6-5 win over the Rays on Brett Gardner's homer in the bottom of the 11th inning. Steve Pierce belted a walk-off grand slam in the 10th inning to give the Blue Jays an 8-4 win and a 4-game sweep over the Athletics. The Marlins were 4-1 winners over Cincinnati. Also, San Diego picked up a 7-1 win yesterday over the New York Mets. In Pacific Coast League baseball, the Iowa Cubs beat El Paso 6-5. Albuquerque knocked off Omaha by a final of 9-5. In other baseball news, the New York Mets and Tampa Bay Rays are beginning to demonstrate just how they feel about their playoff chances. The Mets have initiated their roster pruning by sending first baseman Lucas Duda to the Rays for minor league pitcher Drew Smith. Duda is hitting .246 with 17 homers and 37 RBIs this season, which hasn't been enough to prevent New York from falling 9 games out of a playoff berth. Duda joins a ball club that's within striking distance in the AL East and the league wildcard race. Tampa Bay also picked up left-handed reliever Dan Jennings from the White Sox for minor league first baseman Casey Gillespie. The Braves have optioned struggling shortstop Dansby Swanson to AAA Gwinnett. Swanson looked like a solid prospect after hitting .302 in 38 games for Atlanta last season, but his average is down to .213 with 6 homers and a .312 slugging average in 95 games this season. In NFL news, Teddy Bridgewater says he hasn't had any setbacks in his recovery from the massive injury to his left knee he suffered nearly a year ago in practice with the Minnesota Vikings. The fourth-year quarterback spoke to reporters Thursday for the first time since he was hurt, making the first day of training camp for the full team. He said there's no doubt he'll return to game action, though the timetable remains uncertain. Baltimore is showing interest in signing Colin Kaepernick following a back injury to starting quarterback Joe Flacco. Ravens coach John Harbaugh says he's talked to Kaepernick throughout the summer and confirms the former San Francisco 49er is a quarterback who's being discussed, although a decision is all speculation right now. Flacco missed the first full practice of training camp yesterday. He's expected to be out at least 1 more week. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.